new at the movies for the weekend, your favorite action hero Arnold Schwarzenegger is back in The Last Stand. The leader of a drug cartel busts out of a courthouse and speeds to the Mexican border. The only thing in his path, a sheriff and his rookie staff.
Hey, Sheriff, almost didn't recognize you in plain clothes.
Well, it's my day off. Should be a quiet weekend.
We have a situation.
Cartel.
And it blows up from there. You get the idea.
Yes, that was Arnold back. By the way, Christian Toto, I'm not going to do my Arnold imitation anymore tonight. Assistant editor at Big Hollywood told Dimitri, The Last Stand is a pretty good ride.
We've already seen Arnold back in a couple of films since he left the governor's mansion in California. But those are smaller roles, really kind of glorified cameos in the Expendables film. This one is an Arnold Schwarzenegger picture. For better or worse, it is The Last Stand. He plays a sheriff in a small Arizona town who is trying to figure out what to do when a madman is coming kind of toward his neck of the woods. It's an imprisoned Mexican drug cartel type. He's escaped. He's coming at a very, very high rate of speed. And Schwarzenegger's character doesn't have a lot of weapons at his disposal. He's only got a few deputies. And of course, his wits and his grit to hopefully save the day. You know, you can certainly be suspicious of an older actor trying to get back into the action movie game, although several actors in his generation have done it, including Stallone. I have to say, this is a rather fun film. I can't say whether audiences are going to completely buy a 65-year-old Arnold Schwarzenegger back in the action business, but I think he picked the right vehicle. It's fun. It's goofy. There are some good action sequences. He doesn't take himself too seriously. You know, he's not playing an indestructible type anymore. Yes, he's tough. Yes, he there's a good chance he's going to win the day. But at the same time, he bleeds. He's a little creakier. He looks older, obviously, in a way that's kind of part of the charm here. I think the superhuman version of Schwarzenegger is no more. And maybe that's a very good thing from his acting point of view. So this is a flawed at times, and there are a couple croaky lines that echo back to those 80s movies. But I have to say, I enjoy this film, and welcome back, Arnold.
You know, Arnold hasn't had the fall from grace that some other actors have had because of controversies. But, you know, he did cheat on his wife. Maria Shriver is very well liked. Do you think he still has some makeup work to do with the American public, the moviegoers, or is that over for him?
I think we all have a thicker skin at this point as far as celebrity scandals. Obviously, that was not exactly something to be proud of by any stretch of the imagination, and certainly tainted his image in our eyes. But it sounds like he's been making some reconciliation efforts towards Maria Shriver, and she may be amenable to that. But again, you know, it's sad to say, in today's publicity era, there are people who've done a lot worse and have been forgiven by the public. So I don't think that's going to hang over his head too much.
Let's pivot toward a movie called Mama. We have a couple kids living alone, or are they? Sounds pretty creepy. How is it?
You know, I love the premise, but the rest of it is really formulaic with a couple of nice exceptions. It is a story about two young girls who have been raised seemingly on their own in the woods, and they've kind of turned, they don't look very civilized. One of them can't speak at all. The other one's, I guess, speech patterns have regressed dramatically since she was abandoned. There's a whole big backstory and prologue, which I won't go into. But when they're finally adopted by a couple, they have sort of blood ties to the daughters themselves. It seems like the kids are finally getting in the right direction. They're in a comfortable, safe environment, and now maybe they can reacclimate into society. But it turns out there was someone watching over these two kids all those years. It may be kind of a frightening prospect for the new parents to deal with. Jessica Chastain is the star here. She plays kind of a goth girl who's forced to be a mama to these two kids. And of course, she's a terrific actress, and she helps ground some of the material here. But boy, this seems like a combination of scares we've seen before and a lot of wasted potential. You really wanted to kind of see this goth mom who starts out very indifferently to the kids, maybe warm up to them, maybe bond with them. I think that would have made the story much richer. Instead, you got a lot of the sort of usual CGI scares, ending that's a little bit darker than we're used to. And again, a lot of the jumps and scares are just, we've seen them all before. It's haunted house type material. So I can't recommend this one, even though it has a good lead actor sort of focusing things here. And also, I just think that the story itself starts out with such intriguing elements, but they're not really pursued. So this one, not a good horror movie.
And that's Christian Toto, assistant editor at Big Hollywood. He recommends The Last Stand, but he says stay away from Mama.